Hello again, I'm Philip Battle, and this is the SSTI Awards podcast. For our final episode of 2014, we're speaking with Eric Golvey, President of BioGenerator and Executive Vice President of BioSTL. BioGenerator and BioSTL were awarded SSTI's Excellence in TBET Award for 2013 for their success in building entrepreneurial capacity. Thank you so much for joining us today, Eric. So BioGenerator has been really key in turning St. Louis into a hub for bioscience entrepreneurship, for startups. How do you see your role in the St. Louis economy?
So BioGenerator seeks to serve as a catalyst to help grow the life science industry here in St. Louis. So historically, St. Louis has been a region that was populated by a lot of outstanding life science companies, but primarily dominated by the large corporate landscape. So over the years, we've had companies such as Monsanto, GD Searle, Mallinckrodt, Sigma, Aldrich, very large, very successful companies, but we haven't had a culture here in St. Louis of entrepreneurism, and that's true really across all business sectors. But a little over 10 years ago, some key community leaders in St. Louis made the decision to try to support the growth specifically in the life science industry, and BioGenerator was created as one outcome of the effort to try to help catalyze the growth of startups.
So the entrepreneurs that you're working with, are they generally, have they been associated with those corporations in the past? Are they coming out of university life science programs?
We really see the gamut. So we, early on in our history, even before I came to BioGenerator, tended to see a lot of academic technologies, things emerging from our research institutions, which was one of the reasons why community leaders here thought we had some of the assets that could help drive startups. Over time, that's really evolved, and now today we see entrepreneurs coming from essentially all sectors, from the academic sector, from the large corporate sector, from even early students just graduating wanting to get involved in startups, and other folks who have had some entrepreneurial experience before. But we still tend to be dominated by those who are first-time entrepreneurs in the startup setting.
What sort of, when they come to you, what sort of information do you find and what sort of assistance is it that they need the most when they typically first contact you?
So speaking of those who are primarily first-time entrepreneurs, they really need advice on almost all levels, and so we try to provide that advice. So one of the key things that we provide here to the St. Louis community is capital. Many of these folks, this is their first time raising capital for a startup, and so they really need a lot of help in understanding some of the basic elements in terms of how to put together pitches, how to assemble talent within their companies, refining their business plans, and so we provide advice basically across the gamut. So we will work with people with extremely early ideas as well as people who have pretty well-developed ideas by the time they first come to us.
Have you found that the community, the entrepreneurial community in St. Louis is pretty aware of what you're doing? Have you had to do much in the way of outreach?
We have. As of today, I would say the community is pretty well aware of us. That certainly has evolved substantially over the last 5 years. When I took over the leadership at BioGenerator in 2009, we were known to some extent, but not as much as we are today. And today we find that many individuals come to us via referrals from other individuals here in the St. Louis community or even outside the community. And so they tend to learn about us from a wide array of sources.
So it's an effect of having success over a long period of time. That's how you build a reputation for these things?
Yes, absolutely. That understanding of what we do and our place in the community has really grown substantially just over the last couple of years.
Do you find that by focusing on life sciences, you're able to add some value that some of other efforts in other communities that are more industry agnostic aren't able to add?
Yes, I really think that's been a help, although having said that, I should also add that by taking on the life science industry, we're taking on a pretty broad spectrum of technologies, And as a relatively small organization, our staff can't have expertise even across all of the life science sectors, but we do find it advantageous to focus on a particular sector, because the probability that we're going to be able to have networks, we have past experience, we know investors in this space is much higher than if we were to try to take on all different business sectors. And we're fortunate in St. Louis that over time we've had groups come in and try to address some of those other sectors that we've chosen stay away from.
In fields like specifically the pharmaceutical industry, but other aspects of life science, sometimes you're looking at a much longer timeline for the development of a business. Do you find that these entrepreneurs have different needs than others?
Yes, absolutely. With the early entrepreneurs, they really need help navigating many different aspects of trying to position their companies, how to raise their first funds, even how to run these very early stage companies, how to identify and even recognize that they need to bring in other expertise into the organization during a period where those companies typically have very little money to hire people, so they have to go out and find individuals willing to give back for reasons other than employment. With the later, more experienced individuals who come to us pitching for funding, as they progress, their challenge is to raise large sums of later stage capital, which ultimately we hope is a major challenge for the region in the sense that we would have progressed a lot of our early stage startups to the point where they're quite mature and they're seeking bigger capital. And so it's really been a series of stages of growth here in the region. So initially the need was to raise very early stage capital for companies. And now as our portfolio is maturing and as other life science companies in the region here progress, we're finding that we really need to be better at identifying sources of capital outside the St. Louis region that want to take a look at what we've been building here.
So you've been reaching out to other parts of the country. Do people come in for regular office hours or something like that?
So we've been reaching out to investors actually both within the region and outside the region. So within the region, we're trying to grow the population of individuals who've never thought about investing in a life science company before. Angel investors, recruiting new angel investors, other high net worth individuals who just haven't thought about having some investments of this type as a portion of their portfolio. And then we're also reaching out to investors around the country because, of course, many of the big life science investors are located on the coasts or elsewhere in the U.S. outside of St. Louis. And so we're interacting with those groups and exposing them to our portfolio and to other companies that are here in St. Louis and arranging for them to come to town and take a look at some of the companies that we're building here. And so we've actually devoted, BioSTL has a full-time position devoted to just helping raise that follow-on funding and identify the types of investors who would be interested in looking at these kinds of deals.
Has that included sort of an education process for local investors who might be unfamiliar with the industry?
Yes, that's a key component of that. We do that in different ways. We regularly attend the angel investor meetings here in town. We have a couple of different angel investor groups. And we actually, one of the things we do to try to help early stage investors who don't have a lot of experience in this space is that we make all of our due diligence that we do on our investments available to any interested investor. And so other investors do not have to do all of that due diligence by themselves. We've got a staff with a lot of different types of expertise, and our philosophy is to make that due diligence available to anyone who would like to access it.
And what are your own funds?
So we're supported a couple of different ways. The linchpin of our funding since inception has been philanthropic donations. We had early support and long-term continuous support from the Danforth Foundation and the McDonald Family Foundation. We also had some support early on from Monsanto's philanthropic fund and philanthropic funding from Bunge North America. Now today, BioSTL and in turn BioGenerator, we're a subsidiary of BioSTL, We have committed funding over 5 years from the McDonnell and Danforth Foundations, as well as from Washington University and Barnes Jewish Christian Hospital here, the BJC healthcare system. And so that's given us a runway of time to operate, and we've supplemented that over the years with a couple of federal grants, as well as more recently corporate support.
How do you manage to get the word out about the good work you're doing so that that sort of funding can continue?
So that's really a work in process for us. To be honest, we back in 2009, where we made a pretty significant shift in our approach to doing this work, we really had our heads down for quite some time trying to deliver on what we thought were critical things that we needed to do to drive the growth of the startups here in the community, and we paid less attention to getting a message out there to promote the things that we were doing other than to try to help entrepreneurs know that the support was here. And now we recognize that we've built quite a portfolio. St. Louis overall, beyond just the work done at BioGenerator and BioSTL, has matured substantially, and we have a lot of services to offer for startups here. And so we're now focused on trying to help get that word out to others so they can see what we're building. And as we see more press and other stories about what it is that's happening in St. Louis, we're beginning to see more interest from the part on the part of individuals who may want to contribute to our mission.
When you provide as many services as BioGenerator does for the entrepreneurs you work with, how do you, what sort of metrics are you specifically looking at to track the work, to see how well you're doing?
Yeah. So although BioGenerator has been in existence for over 10 years at this point in time, much of our activity has been occurring more recently, and so our portfolio is an early, very young portfolio, and because we invest even at very early stages, that also contributes to a portfolio that's very young. And so at this point in time, we can't speak to a record with metrics such as exits. We still haven't had our first major exit yet. Most of our companies are quite young, working in a space where it takes a long time and a lot of capital to get to the point where you have an exit. So we have intermediate-term metrics that speak in some sense to the quality of the companies that we're building, and that's how much additional funding can those companies raise beyond the capital that BioGenerator puts into them. So do third-party investors find our companies compelling or not? Do customers find the products produced by our companies compelling? And so we have metrics today that BioGenerator, since inception, has invested about $7.6 million into companies. We've also leveraged quite a bit of support from federal grants that we've had. But those companies have gone on to raise over $160 million in co-investments, in grants, or for our contract research organizations in revenue, which is the primary output for those companies.
You also offer an entrepreneur in residence programs for those for your portfolio companies. Where do you pull in those entrepreneurs, those experts, to work and to mentor?
Yeah, that's a mix. We draw people from a mix where we do have entrepreneurs that have had experience. Then we certainly seek to recruit those types of individuals. But because, as I mentioned at the outset, St. Louis does not have that long history of entrepreneurial activity, the community lacks a large pool of experienced entrepreneurs. And so in this early stage, as our region is maturing, we have been attracting individuals who have some key aspects of knowledge and expertise that we think are important to helping drive early stage companies, even though they may not have had entrepreneurial experience themselves. And so we've recruited, for example, a number of people who have corporate expertise from our larger corporations here in St. Louis, whether that's technical expertise or business expertise, and in particular, we need more business expertise to help drive these early stage businesses. But many of these individuals in our entrepreneur in residence program are in fact first time entrepreneurs. And so we're helping actually to train them at the same time they're providing expertise to startup companies here in the region.
Well, one final question, Ed. Do you have any advice for other communities that might be looking at an initiative like this to build an entrepreneurial culture?
Yeah, I think one of the things we've done, certainly early on in the inception of BioGenerator, was to understand the assets that the community has and how you might be able to leverage them. And within that, choosing an area in which you want to focus to really take time to understand the most pressing priorities that need to be addressed. In a less mature community, there will be a lot of problems that have to be solved over time. The key is to understand which problems are sort of nearest, provide the near-term obstacles, and implement, develop solutions and implement them. And in order to do that, play to the expertise of the support groups that you have there in the community. So what kind of support can you bring to bear in that community and focus on areas where support groups really can make a difference? And we've chosen to outline for ourselves challenging but realistic goals, and really over time to continue to possess the mentality of a startup. So we operate in many senses as if we were a startup ourselves, operating with a sense of urgency and defining key deliverables that we really think we should be meeting to help the community grow. And I think that kind of outlook can really help sharpen the focus onto areas where you can make some near-term but significant contributions to advancing your community.
Well, thank you again for speaking with us, Eric. We really appreciate it. And if our audience is interested in learning more about BioGenerator and STL, you can visit the website at biogenerator.org. And for more information on our awards program, please visit sstiawards.org.
Thank you.